text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch Newsmax today.
Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kaylin Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are doing what they can to pressure the Biden administration to resume finishing the border wall.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chose not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is dead at the age of 82. The former New York investment banker pled guilty to what was the largest investment fraud in U.S. history in 2009. He pled guilty to defrauding more than $65 billion from thousands of investors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch Newsmax today.
Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are doing what they can to pressure the Biden administration to resume finishing the border wall.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chose not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is dead at the age of 82. The former New York investment banker pled guilty to what was the largest investment fraud in U.S. history in 2009. He pled guilty to defrauding more than $65 billion from thousands of investors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. We are back in masks. It's something that we have to do ongoing. And, you know, as we know, when we go to stores and we go to public spaces, that we need to do that. And for the short term, I will do that. I'm going to try something different today. Since we've been back in the new studios, I know the sound quality has been a little bit difficult. So the past 2 weeks, I was able to go without the mask, but there's actually a covering on the microphone. And of course, the studios are wiped down and there's an ultraviolet light. It's a whole system here. But I have to, for the short term, continue to keep that on. I hope that it doesn't affect the sound quality today. I've made some changes on how we set up, so I hope you can hear me clearly. If anybody's watching this live, if you can let me know that I'm coming through clearly on sound. It looks like my levels are all checked. So a lot to talk about today. Our topic today, if you're following me on social media, is about coastal influences in design. Most of my topics, on Sunday I research for the week on the topics I'm going to do on media for here at my radio show at WHCRDB, but for when I was doing the television show, which we're going back to, and the other things that I do when I do public speaking events, when they start to come back again, the series I was doing at Ethan Allen, was influences that I see that are affecting modern design, or that is design that's currently out there. And my newest job is a wonderful, wonderful, in fact, I went on Saturday for the first time to take a look at it, the walkthrough. One of my clients purchased a penthouse apartment at the northern part of the Jersey Shore with magnificent views overlooking the Sandy Hook Bay and the ocean and New York City. I don't think you could get better views. And the condominium has a very big patio, and it's sort of an eagle's view of New York City. It's just wonderful. So I guess on the 29th, I'll get the keys, and I'll be able to transform it. So I've been working very hard lately on researching coastal and the things that are coastal. But very funny, when I go to shopping, when I'm in the stores, when I go to Ethan Allen, when I go to Bassett, when I go to these design showrooms, when I'm searching online, even in Wayfair, I'm noticing the coastal trends, the coastal colors, the coastal ideas, some new patternings all relate to the coastal look. Now, you don't have to, we talked about this all the time, you do not have to be at the shore in order to have a coastal look. You could do it inland, you could do it if you're on a lake, you could do, if you like that look, that sort of natural elements look, and lots of grays and earth tones, and then sort of piled with blue and crisp white, you have the basis for doing coastal. It's a really nice and really natural look, and I see it everywhere we look. When I posted for today's show, I purposely went to the Ethan Allen showroom on Route 22 in Watchung, and I just took a look at a couple of different rooms and fabrics, and even though they weren't specifically coastal, that new look all seems to go towards coastal. For the most part, it's neutral gray or grayish walls with very crisp white trim, white ceilings, and then wonderful new patterns. What I'm starting to notice is there's a lot of new blue and white patterns out there for fabrics, for accessories and so on. And they kind of have like a tribal look to them. They're a more modern version of fabrics and updated, and I'm seeing them on sofas, I'm seeing them for bed sets, I'm seeing them for draperies, and that sort of new look of layering the earth tones with the blue seems very fresh again in whatever environment you're going to do. So it's really kind of nice to be able to work on a project number one for me where I can put a coastal space together, but also to bring out some of those elements for you because it's springtime now. There's a whole cache of new inventory at all the stores. And when I go to the stores on a daily basis, the design stores, I see more blue and white, more coastal, more navy, more crisp Adirondack chairs, all the things that signify coastal, just very in style today. So we're going to talk about those influences. But I want to start by taking a look at the weather. I'll just run over and take a look at the weather, and then we'll talk about the rest of the week, and hopefully we'll have some good days. Yesterday was absolutely beautiful. Okay, this is good because this will take me up to Sunday. Currently this afternoon, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 67 degrees. Tonight, there's a 30% of showers and then patchy fog with a low of 50. On Thursday, unfortunately, again, there will be rain and patchy fog with a high of 58. Thursday night, there's a quite a bit of a chance, 30-50% chance of rain with a low of 40 degrees. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of rain with a high of 55. On Friday night, there's a 30% chance of rain. And then it looks like Saturday is going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of, 59 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 42. And then finally on Sunday, a partly sunny day with a high of 62. So it looks like we're going to have a couple of days in succession of rain, which are opportunities to decorate, of course. And then a beautiful weekend ahead. So wonderful. When we come back after these commercial messages, we will talk all about coastal style today. Our phone lines are open. If you'd like to call onto our phone lines, I know some people are calling me on my about the show. They're calling in on the cell line. But the best way to get me is, because we do it during the broadcast, I need the cell phone to be clear, is to call our phone line in studio, which is a separate designated line. If you'd like to reach me during our program, it's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We'll break for these commercial messages, and today's topic again happens to be coastal decorating ideas.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. If you're tuning in for the first time, I am an interior designer and a contractor for the past 26 years in the tri-state area, doing everything from kitchens and bathrooms to additions. We even tackle landscape plans, everything related to your home or commercial space. About 7 years ago now, almost 7 years ago, I was approached by the chamber here in Flemington. They were starting a new concept that they were going to do a radio program with different topics of interest, and I sort of jumped on that and have been doing that every Wednesday, sometimes different time slots, but mostly 3 to 4 for the past almost 7 years now, and it is a joy to bring you on a weekly basis new topics and design ideas. If you're just tuning into this part of the show, I wanted today's show to be about coastal influences. I did just take on a big new job where I'm taking a penthouse apartment in the Atlantic Highlands and really bringing it up to date with wonderful new fabrics and flooring and paint and so on. But I was just surprised when I went to all my suppliers, including my cabinet supplier, who had three different choices for navy blue cabinets, that there were so much coastal influences in design. So I thought that would be a good topic for today's show. Even when I went to go buy pillows, even when I went to the fabric store yesterday, there was two rows dedicated to navy and white fabrics, more than any other color in the store. So some of the stuff is very on trend, and you don't have to live at the ocean or near water to do some of these ideas, and it will bring your house more up to date. So I brought some things with me. Often it's hard to see them. I don't have my, we don't have everybody back yet in studio. So I'm going to have to bring things as close as I can to the screen, and then you can tell me if you can see it. I want to start by, because on a daily basis, what I do at night is I preview things both on the internet, and then I preview them with the magazines. I get every magazine you can possibly get related to design. But I wanted to show you that if you want to do coastal, don't feel silly. It's really the predominant look right now. So if you take a look at the most recent Ethan Allen catalog that I just got, let's just see if the, how that comes up on screen. If you look at the most recent Ethan Allen catalog that I've got, take a look at that. All shades of blue and white and very coastal influence. Now, you could do this in any style house, transitional, contemporary. It could be at the ocean. It could be inland. It could be anywhere. You could do this blue and white, beautiful, crisp, if you have maybe a country house in the mountains. It's a very crisp look. This particular catalog is not even related at all to the coastal look. But you see how you can bring coastal elements in and how they can really work with your existing structure. This one was a little bit about some of the beautiful rugs that they carry. But take a look at this picture. If you take a look at this picture, it'll show one of the rugs and then a beautiful chair, a leather chair that's done in a wonderful, let's see if I can get a little closer, that's done in a wonderful sand color. See how those influences are there, a blue, the blue of the water and the sand color? That's just where design is going right now. We're really, the grays are still with us, but we're starting to pair them with lots of blues and the return of warm colors. I'm going to show you another one. This was also an Ethan Allen. And very much what's out there in all the stores. We'll talk about Bassett. We'll talk about a lot of the different furniture companies that I work with. Take a look at one more here. So one of the things that's trending that I'm not thrilled about is sectionals. But this is very typical if I was taking somebody to updating their, let's say, their family room space. Let's see if I can bring that up a little bit. Their family room space. Here we have a navy blue, let's see if we can bring that up a little bit, a navy blue sectional with sort of pale gray walls and then coastal prints in white. So you see the trend is out there, whether you have a shore house or not. And that's just one of the many things that I'll show you today. But let's say you have a home, Center Hall Colonial, a split level, a ranch, whatever, what have you, and you want to bring some coastal influences in because you just like the way they look. Well, I'm going to take some of the things that I'm using, and we'll definitely go back to the pictures, but I'm going to take some of the things that I'm using on my most recent project, and we're going to see if we can bring those to life. I'm a big fan of having at least one accent wall in a space, and often the room I like to do that is the master bedroom, and I'll tell you why that is. Most people have sort of ditched their poster beds, their brass beds, their big wood beds of years gone by, and have opted, even if they keep their bedroom set, to update the look by doing an upholstered headboard. And an upholstered headboard, even if it has nail heads on it, is kind of a nice look, but it's a very low-profile look. So often, if you're doing a master bedroom, you want to have a little bit of drama in the space. So one of the things that I like to do, and I talk about this all the time, I like to put a little bit of wallpaper in a house. I don't do it all over the place. I don't do hallways. I don't do great big areas. but little pops of wallpaper bring something to the surface that paint could never do, and that is texture. So I just ordered a paper. Let's see how this translates online. But I just ordered a paper for the project that I am doing. I have an account at a wonderful, wonderful, in California, a wonderful company that does natural elements papers, and this happens to be a grass, an actual woven grass that is dyed sort of a beautiful blue tone. And what I like about this particular one, it's sort of knotted, and it has a little bit of sheen to it. So I'm going to hold it up on screen. We're also on delay, so I'll look at the monitor to make sure that you can see what I'm talking about. The company I use is called Pacific Designs. I have a trade account with Pacific Designs. But take a look at that. Can you see what that brings to the surface? No paint could bring that to the surface because you're getting the natural. This is not vinyl. This is natural elements. This is true grass. You can see where it's knotted. And the beautiful color, the dye really takes to the natural element, almost in a slightly inconsistent way, which is very beautiful. And also you're getting sheen from that. I brought a second piece to see if we could make it fill the screen so you could kind of see what I'm getting. Let's see if this will work. I'm so Miss Connor, my producer, I can't tell you. Okay, so let's just try this one more time. Now, look how rich that is. That looks like the ocean. You know, I used to take a cruise every year, and when the moon hits the water, that's what it looks like. It's that really rich coastal blue and a little bit of sheen. So something like this, just one wall of wallpaper, could work very well in a powder room. And the new trend is people are taking the wall with the vanity and just doing something on that wall in powder rooms. That would be nice there. Or maybe the buffet, the wall at the buffet is on the server wall in a dining room or a master. Or perhaps it's a fireplace wall and you want to create some drama. This also might be a nice thing to do if you have bookshelves, and you can do the back of the bookshelves. That'd be one double roll of wallpaper and start to get that coastal look. So don't forget about wallpaper. Don't forget about texture. That's something that can really make a difference. I'm going to show you some other things, some random things that I'm working on. Not necessarily just for this customer, but to show you how much the coastal look is in. This happens to be from a company that I have not dealt with before, but this is a home office. Let's take a look at the home office here and see if we can get this up on screen. We are on a little bit of delay here, so this should come up relatively quickly now. Okay. Take a look at that home office. I again see coastal, all shades of natural elements of the color of sand. This also has the grass paper in a sand color. And look at those chairs. Look at those ocean blue chairs in the space. It really is trending to have a coastal look in your space. This tends to be on more of the contemporary side. But isn't it sharp? And what really brings this out is color. If that was all done in shades of gray, it would be nothing. But it's the pop. It's that sort of pop look, that really nice combination of the sand tone neutrals and the blue, the rich blue, that really come together so nicely. I'm going to show you an exterior that I absolutely love. And this sort of combines a couple of different styles that I like. I took this, I'm not currently doing the exterior of a beach property. I'm working on the interior of a beach property. But take a look at this, and we'll see what we can dissect from it. Here's an inspiration I took from one of my magazines. I think this is New Jersey Home, and I took a look at this. Now, when I look at this particular picture, there are so many elements that were relevant, whether you have a shore house or not. One is the new look for garage doors. Can you see in this particular space it has the beautiful 3/3 on the lights in the garage doors or the windows? Look at the second thing is that the side is the board and batten siding, and that's the new siding that they are doing now to have that sort of modern farmhouse look. And the third element here I like a lot is the railings. They have sort of that Caribbean feel. When I go to Nassau or one of the islands, the rails have that beautiful, beautiful fretwork to them. So this sort of inspired me a little bit. You could take any one of these elements, the garage doors, the board and batten, or the fretwork that's done. And incorporate that into the look of your home and bring some modernization into them. Of course, that pale gray blue color is signature coastal and very, very pretty. Clean lines are also of the Shure. Any sort of natural element is of the Shure. This came from Town and Country Kitchen and Bath, and they're incorporating natural elements into their cabinetry. Now, this may be a little bit hard to see. I'll try to get as close as possible. But take a look what they're trying to do with their colors of their cabinetry. They're getting away here from the gray, and they're trying to go to sort of earth tone colors and things that represent, if you can see a little bit closer here, things that represent wicker and natural elements. Isn't that sharp? Can you imagine working with those colors and then doing pops of blue in that? So things are really lending themselves to be a lot more coastal. And I think it's just a terrific, terrific look. All right, we're at our first set of our commercial messages. I have tons to show you today. I think we'll probably run out of time with all the pictures and ideas I have in store. I just want to let you know our phone lines are open. We are here until 4 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time. To reach me live on the air, it's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We will take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back with our program.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I just did want to let you know that if you'd like to have a consultation from Maven Hill, most people don't realize that we have a program which is for $299 plus tax. I will come out with my staff. We will spend 1 to 2 hours with you going through every room of your house and leaving you with a plan. And that's something that you can do over time, picking wonderful colors, trim, maybe rearranging your furniture in those 2 hours that we sit with you. But it's a terrific way to get a designer's eye on your home. And then have a list of projects. Whether you do a landscape project or anything you renovate, you really should have a plan and then do things over time. It's the wise way to do things. So to reach Maven Hill to book an appointment, the number is 908-884-0770. We are at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, and we do travel the tri-state area. Again, to reach us for that appointment, we're 1 to 2 hours. Complete home plan for $299 plus tax. That's 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be coastal influences in interior design. And I sort of was motivated when I took on this new coastal project, which has magnificent ocean views. But it was so easier for me. When I went to the paint store, the colors that were featured were coastal colors. When I went to buy pillows the other day for two brand new existing sofas that were light gray, there were so many patterns of beautiful coastal pillows, more than any other thing, that I'm realizing it is on trend to have some coastal influences. On last week's show, we worked with the Sherwin-Williams company, and I just want to even show you, they devoted, again, if you remember this from last week, they devoted an entire brochure just to coastal living. I'm not going to go through them because we spent a lot of time last week on coastal living, but they have an entire section of wonderful colors just on coastal living. Blues and greens, just let's look at over here. This is probably a better shot. Just on coastal living, look at that. Blues and greens and neutrals, all on coastal living, which is on trend. Look at that. Look how beautiful that is. And you really can do that anywhere. So it's an inspiration. You find a color that you like in a natural element. Even if you did all, I've seen coastal done in all neutral tans and whites, and it can look really beautiful. There's a store, and I wish I remember the name of it, in Nassau, right on the main street in the Bahamas, and they just specialize in coastal design. And I'll never forget, the most beautiful display was the one that was in the window, and it was a table setting, and they had clear temple jars with all different kind of seashells in them, and everything was layers of linen with tan and white and silver. There was a bowl in the center, a silver bowl with a flower arrangement with all white roses, and everything was white and tan and raffia and natural elements and silver. It was striking. So natural elements and neutral tans are also a way, even if you don't like blue as a color, if you want to keep it all neutral, is a nice way to do that as well. Having said that, there's a designer whose work I absolutely love. His name is Barclay Butera. And if you Google Barclay Butera, you'll know that he is in Southern California in Orange County, and he specializes in a lot of blue and white as part of his design. So one of the stores that I frequent is Sevi. There's one in Livingston, New Jersey, and now a new one in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and they really do sort of a high-end contemporary look. And I just want to show you some of the pieces that I'm talking about. They don't necessarily have to be sure, but they're a beautiful upscale image of what I consider coastal design. So I'll bring some of these up and have you look at them. Get as close to the camera as possible. This is the cover of Sevi and some of their stuff. And look at that coastal design, that beautiful white couch, the natural element for the window treatment, which is just very simple. And then the beautiful, rich blue and white pillows is the pop color. And the natural rug on the floor. That's coastal design, and that really would work anyway. It's very, this looks almost borderline traditional, but really nice and fresh looking. How would you like your living room to be updated with something like that? Casually elegant. So another example of coastal design. Now on the other spectrum, because it's not all traditional, I'm seeing a lot of new trends and new fabrics and new ideas in coastal. Here's contemporary coastal. Let's take a look at this. This happens to be contemporary coastal. So if you can get that picture up and get really close to home and take a look at that. Now take a look at that. So you have a modern sofa. You have that beautiful blue rug. You have some, look at that sort of modern ottoman in there. You have contemporary art. You have the drum fixture. But again, coastal influences. And it's just a different kind of a look. I'm going to try to, before the end of the hour, get some of those fabrics I was talking about, or a picture of them anyway, that have that sort of tribal influence but done in blue and white, or like a tie-dye look. There's a lot of new fabrics out there that are absolutely lovely. All right, so this is a little bit, this is another inspiration room that I absolutely love. Let's see if we can get that up onto the screen there for you. This is also Barclay Butera's work. I particularly like the shot. Sometimes people have a space that's particularly square if we look to the bottom. And what he did is, instead of doing sofas to flank the room, he did four comfortable chairs with an ottoman. The fireplace is grounded, everything is white, but that beautiful gold mirror, and then the blue and white as pops everywhere. So you can go up a little bit so you can see that better. What a terrific space. Beautiful. And then if you go down a little bit further, you can see a sofa done with the blue and the white and the natural elements. Really, really nice and very much in style. I have one more that I want to show you here. See, on the bottom, see if we can get that. And that's a dining set with beautiful chairs, a casual dining set done in the blue and white in the coastal style. See, right to the bottom there. Isn't that terrific? Just looks amazing and can really be done anywhere. It's just a fresh way to do things. Now, people have said to me, well, the room that I want to most upgrade in my house is my kitchen. How would I bring coastal in with my kitchen? Well, I will tell you, I have been pushing, and the cabinet manufacturers, even more than myself, have been pushing to bring blue in cabinetry. Now, I haven't been able to convince somebody to do a whole blue kitchen, much less a butler's pantry, but I have done a couple of blue islands recently, and I would be very comfortable in any sort of sure situation to bring blue in. Here's one that I particularly like. It has a really nice... it's a nice center island, very simply done, with two wonderful chairs. The backsplash is some sort of a Carrera, and it has open shelving, so this is more on the contemporary side. And it has two really nice pendant lights with the Edison bulb and the clear glass. Now, I do share my space, Maven Hill Designs, with Flemington Fan and Lighting, and they do carry these. In fact, they're a great resource if you're looking for interesting pendants. So let me see if I can get this shot up. We'll take a look at that room. Here is sort of the look of a coastal kitchen. See how that looks? Now look at that. Very clean, modern, but yet traditional at the same time. How'd you like to have a kitchen like that? Isn't that awesome? Terrific. Okay, so we're going to go to a quick news, and then I have a lot more for you to take a look at. We're going to go through some more paint color suggestions, this time from Benjamin Moore, that are very coastal colors, and some more elements for design. Again, today's topic is all about coastal influences and coastal design. We'll do a quick news, and we'll be right back after this.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? you'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are doing what they can to pressure the Biden administration to resume finishing the border wall.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chose not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is dead at the age of 82. The former New York investment banker pled guilty to what was the largest investment fraud in U.S. history in 2009. He pled guilty to defrauding more than $65 billion from thousands of investors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I have been an interior designer for the past 26 years, doing kitchens and bathrooms and seeing the trends come and go. The topic we're talking about today is the trend of coastal design and coastal influences. Of course, Navy has been very strong the past year and a half, and all shades of blue the past couple of years in tandem with the gray trend, and they will pair very nicely together. But more and more, I'm seeing in patterns and fabrics and in styles, sort of a look that's very much coastal, and we talked about a lot of influences today. I want to throw something a little bit different at you now that are coastal, but done in not traditional coastal colors. Now, here is an example where the person took black and red, but they did coastal design. And I've seen this before, this particular set of prints and so on. This is very much, it'll come up in a second, we are on delay here, this is very much a coastal influence type of room. Take a look at that scenario, painted casual black furniture, and look at the pair of four beautiful prints. They're coral, red coral. So we have a neutral sort of a camel color paint with white trim, black accessories, and then red coral accents. Isn't that nice? That's also coastal. So if you're not necessarily a blue fan, that's a way that you can do it. How about somebody that's neutral? One of my clients loves white and beige and likes neutrals on neutrals. Look at this. This is a master bedroom sitting room, and this happens to be a place where there is not oceanfront, but it's a coastal home. Take a look at this, how they did that particular space. Do you see that they did wainscoting on the walls, all white, all natural. Also very coastal looking, but all neutral tones. Very pretty. And finally, we talk a lot about blue in coastal design, but green is also a popular color in coastal design. So I absolutely love this. I clipped this for the show today, and this is where they used a green grass paper and green glass, ocean glass. And let's see if I can get this shot in a bathroom of all places. So let's see if we can get that shot up. And it's all done in sort of a sea green instead of the navy blue, a sea green, which is also very pretty, and sea glass. Can you see that up close? All very much coastal. Really, really nice together. Very fresh looking. So you don't have to necessarily do blue. I did show a lot of blue today, but I wanted to give other colors their fair say. So speaking of color, last week we really dedicated the entire hour to Sherwin-Williams, but I wanted to show you some of my go-to colors. One of my favorite sort of can't feel collection is this one, and this is the historical collection of Benjamin Moore. It's this particular catalog. You'll take a look at that in a second. And certainly this is not done at all for coastal design, but there are some beautiful colors that I absolutely love in that. So if you go to the top row on the the coastal. It is grays, blues, and then a wonderful green that I love on the very top. Let's see if I can sort of just capture that row for you. As COVID restrictions change, hopefully we'll have another. Look at that top. Look at those colors, that beautiful gray, then the lighter gray, then the two sort of soft ocean blues, and then that green. They would all work in a coastal environment. Really beautiful. You could take that wonderful green on the end and do lots of shell prints and silver, and that would also be just as coastal. Some flat Roman shades and natural elements, maybe a seagrass or sisal rug, and you'd get that same look that we're talking about today, which is that really rich, unbelievable coastal look. I'm going to show you one more picture of paint color, and then we're almost out of time today. This is one of my favorite ships. If you're doing coastal, if you can take a look at this, some of my favorite shades that I use all the time, not necessarily in coastal, but they're soft blue grays, and they're so nice if you're going to do a bedroom, a master bathroom, a child's room. They carry so beautifully. Again, Benjamin Moore, and lots of different shades in that sort of blue-green kind of a range, blue-gray-green range. Very nice, and also very current, even if you're very much inland, something that very much looks nice. So we are at, let's see here, we are almost at the end of the hour. I have some more pictures to show you of where you can bring in some coastal influences. I'm going to show you, this is a picture of a foyer that was neutral and coastal influences were brought in. See if you can see that. See that? Just only in the accessories. And then in this case, bedding. Bedding that was done, and it was just the coastal element was just the accessory. So we'll move on to that one. Comes up next. We're in a little bit of a delay, so we already have the next shot up when you were looking at the last shot. Look at that beautiful bedding. And that made a very neutral bedroom into coastal by that beautiful bedding. Sometimes all it takes is a pillow. And then take a look at this neutral sectional. Just by using a pillow, which you'll see in a second, that can also bring a nice coastal element. See, not much, just little pops. I love cobalt blue glass, some pillows. It doesn't take much, one picture, and you could change out a couple things in your existing home in that. Look at this. This is just a foyer rug and a piece of artwork, and look how all of a sudden the place becomes coastal. Sharp, huh? Okay. And then I think I'll just leave you with one more image. And that's just where they've really gone with the blues and the grays. More of a traditional scheme. But you can see how coastal influences can make your home, wherever it is, really pop and be beautiful. We'll just look at this one last image. Look at that. Really pretty. See that with the grays and the whites and the blues in a traditional thing. All right, we're at the end of our segment. I thank you for tuning in to Modern Design. We are on every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then the show will repopulate doing a watch party throughout the rest of the week. If you'd like to reach Mavenhill Designs to book a design appointment, our phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Thank you, and have a great, great day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to leave their country, and that more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. European Union regulators claim the benefits outweigh the risk when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. This comes after the FDA and CDC asked states to pause the use of the single-dose vaccine due to blood clots in six women who received it. The European Medical Agency saying they're investigating those cases and will decide if regulatory action is needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch Newsmax today.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the president of Mexico, the president of Guatemala. We have, well, I'm probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. A Burleson, Texas police officer is in stable condition after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. The suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. Burleson Police Chief Billy Cordell saying they have lots of promising leads. The Texas Rangers are leading the investigation. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten. And guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senate Republicans believe President Biden's foreign policy is making America less safe.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. The Mideast had been transformed on Trump's watch, where the Arabs were working with the Israelis and had Iran in a box. He's taken Iran and let them out of the box. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American Airlines is adding 150 new flights this summer as more people get vaccinated for COVID-19. American will be operating at 90% capacity for domestic flights compared to summer 2019. American hoping they will get more people to travel for the summer season since its first quarter capacity was down more than 43%. Competitors like United and Delta have also added flights to destinations with outdoor attractions like beaches and mountains. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.